This is Jay and Dave.
G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Podcast for show number 29. I can't even read that. 29.
See, your eyes are so shot. Where are your glasses today?
I've left them in the other bag that I used for the...
Jacob, you can go into your studio.
Back,
go.
Yeah. See ya. Why not to make a scene?
Yeah,
oh,
piss off.
Jesus Christ. 2,940 is the show number today.
Okay, so that's good. Thank God.
Is that our door creaking or is that your bones?
That's a bit of both,
you
actually.
You need calcium.
Need more than that.
Hey, what a big show it was. Steve Smith, Mackay Police. I love Steve. But he had this, all of this information about if you are a recent or a regular flyer on the airlines out of Mackay with Sundays and you receive a scam text message, don't buy into it because it can cost you dearly.
Yes. We had him on the show today. Also, the silly stat, which is a good one. What was it? In 1993. Okay, you read it because, again, I can't.
You got to bring your glasses tomorrow.
Okay.
It's like bloody...
I've got these old glasses.
Can you read with them, though?
I don't know. Let me have a look. In 1993, there were 600 of these, but now there's 2 billion. That was the silly stat from this morning.
Our caller's called up to try and identify that.
Yeah.
Also, lots of talk about rainfall totals. Just a busy show today, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get stuck into the podcast so I can take these ridiculous glasses off.
Fleetwood Mac, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. Welcome to a very wet Monday morning. I mean, the rain has held off a little bit now, but overnight last night, some big rainfall totals. We'll check those again very soon. Road closures, please don't drive through those this morning. Our police are very busy trying to keep our roads nice and calm at best of times, let alone when there's a flood event too.
So. Speaking of police, it is time for Cop Chat with Steve Smith from Mackay Police. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you both. How are you?
Oh, good. Well, I was waiting to see your award that you won. The two awards that, you know, do you have like a big medal or something you have to wear around now, Steve?
Not quite. No, okay. I've got them sitting in my drawer in the cupboard back in the office.
Oh, good. What's the point of that? Show it. Show and tell, buddy.
I won the Mackay Pride Award a few years ago from the council, and quite often, if I have every opportunity to whip that out, Steve, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it, what is that? What, like you said, like a... It literally a medallion?
It's a medallion, yeah. Right. So if it doesn't get me free coffee or anything like that. So.
He wears it when he gets on planes.
And people have no idea what it is. But, mate, congratulations on your awards last week, which I spoke to you about. But there's something going around our region at the moment that our locals need to know about, right?
Exactly, especially if you're someone that travels by air transport often, and that is a lot of people in this area. So question for you, Dave, because you're nearest to me.
Right.
SMS. What does that stand for?
Short message service.
Oh, you're the first person of the last 10 that I've asked that actually knows the answer to that question. That's well done. Most people aren't.
It's only because I put it into a trivia package 2 weeks ago.
So what I'm talking about, it's and if you follow our Facebook page for the district, My Police Mackay Wet Centre, you would have seen this. If you haven't, you need to tune in, especially if you fly. So smishing is a term that's attributed to an activity that scammers do by way of text message. And there is something happening in that space in this area right now that's very active. And it's targeting people who fly.
You're right.
And it's catching people out. And it is catching, but it's hurting people. So text messages are being received en masse at the moment. And the message actually says something along the lines of, that you can check in to your flight now. And this is specific to certain airlines. I don't want to name the airlines because I don't want, you know, if you sling mud at something, sometimes
course,
it sticks.
Yeah.
And they are not doing anything wrong. It's the scammers who are using their credibility to catch people out. So the message literally says, and it's worded very authentically, that you can check in now by way of this link and check the carry-on luggage circumstances for this flight by clicking another link.
Yeah, right.
Now, the nastiness happens when you actually click the link. So you can either, by clicking the link, it can do one of two things. You can download a virus onto your device, whether it's a mobile phone or a laptop or, you know, a tablet, whatever.
Yeah.
So that can happen when you click the link, and it has happened. But typically what it will do is redirect you to another website that looks authentic but is not real. It's one that's been created by the, you know, the scammers, the criminals.
Yeah.
And you would be required to submit some information on that fake website, which could be compromising and basically amounts to identity crime. So,
but wouldn't that be the first sign that something's dodgy? Because wouldn't the airline already have your information that you're just confirming that you're catching that flight?
Yeah, well, most if you stop and think...
Yeah.
I guess some people will figure that out and say, you know what, that doesn't make any sense. I don't think I can go any further, but not everyone does.
Yeah, right.
And so if you're receiving this message and your flight is within the next 12 hours, and that's blind luck. They're not targeting you because they know you're on a flight. They're just sending out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these messages
and
in the hope.
And some of those people will be flying out.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And
so
some people are.
It's the numbers game.
It's the numbers game. That's what it is. They're not specifically targeting you, Dave, because you're going on a flight in 3 hours. But if you receive this message and you are going on a flight in a short period of time, you might respond to this because it's worded so well. So if you're in receipt of that message, our advice is do not interact whatsoever, because if you do, if you reply by way of text, it proves to the scammers that your number is active and you're going to receive a lot more of those types of messages. You just delete it. But if you click the link, there's going to be a problem. And I would advise you to take your device to your local IT business here in Mackay. They're all good. We know, and we work with a lot of them. They're as good as anywhere else down in Brisbane. Mm. Take it in, get it scanned, and get whatever has happened in there removed, whatever virus is
there. If you get the message and... before clicking on that link, should you call the airline? Should like what are the is there any telltale signs on the website?
The presence of the link is I did some research on this myself, and all the airlines are saying the same thing. If we're going to send you a text message, we're not necessarily going to give you a link to interact with. So their advice is use our authentic apps. If you download our apps on your device, use that to confirm, you know, check-in times and carry-on luggage, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you don't have the app, use their website yourself. Source that information. Don't rely on those dodgy messages. Please don't.
Three quarters of those messages, they're not worded correctly anyway. Like, you can tell straight away if they're saying your flight and they put YOU apostrophe RE, it's like you are flight.
Plus, Dave spelt this message.
It's like we often message and we probably litter our own messages on Facebook Messenger with spelling errors, but we're used to it. But this one is not like that.
Okay.
This one is not like
that. So they're actually getting smarter when it comes to the spelling and the positioning of our messages.
It's a better quality one, that's for sure. And that's where it's catching people out.
Well, it's nice to be flagged with that this morning. Thank you, Steve, as always. Good to hear from you. And congratulations on the awards. We want to see them in the studio next time.
Yeah. Chicken tape parade.
So I feel like that's probably not warranted. I mean, it is warranted, I mean.
I think so.
All right, thank you. You can hear that again on the listener app, LISTNR, and hear that again. Again, it's very vital. And share it with people you might need to share that with who do fly in and fly out of Mackay quite often. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Hey, up in a moment, got some exciting news for Easter. We'll do that in just a second here at Triple M.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
All right, what do you got for us today?
Let's start off with something I noticed on the Mackay Council's Facebook page on Thursday, Throwback Thursday. There was a photo of Cremorne over the other side of the Forgan Smith Bridge. It's amazing how the area's completely changed. It had the Trocadero there. They had wedding breakfasts. I didn't realise you could have a wedding at breakfast time.
A what?
A wedding breakfast.
Do you mean like,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Do you mean breakfast weddings?
I don't know.
Not a wedding breakfast? Because a wedding breakfast.
Well, I've got this thing in my head where people are having their wedding at breakfast time.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, isn't it? Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be a breakfast time wedding.
Yes.
Not a wedding breakfast.
Well, I don't know what it is because I've never ever experienced one of those things.
Listen to this. But did you know?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Next.
That would actually save a lot of money having your wedding at breakfast time, wouldn't it? Okay. It is estimated 80% of the people in the world have never stepped on an airplane.
80% of people?
I know, right?
Yeah, right.
We're sitting at, 5 or 6 billion people all up. And 80% of them have never been on a plane.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
You just think it's like a normal thing. But you think about third world countries, though, as well. So there's a lot of people out there who it's just out of their price budget.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
That's a big fact.
A lot of people like to drive, too. So there you go. Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, wasn't originally called Mr. Bean. Did you know that?
No. I mean, I haven't really stayed up late at night pondering what his name was going to be, but no.
Well, apparently, when he was developing the character, he had a few different writers with him. They couldn't really give him a name to begin with. So I don't know why, but they put a bunch of vegetables up on the table. His original name, the running title, was Mr. Cauliflower. But they thought, that sounds ridiculous. Let's go with a different type of vegetable.
And he chose beans.
Yes.
Mr. Bean. That's where it came from.
But did you know?
And he's rolling in the cash now from it.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Just on that, do you realise that he had to develop the character because he was turned down on a bunch of different TV pilots?
Oh, good.
Because he couldn't speak that well. So I thought, okay, well, bugger it. I'm going to write a character that can't speak.
And look at him now. One of the most famous actors in the world.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Okay, next.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
The first computer bug was an actual bug. That's the reason why it's called that name.
What do you mean?
A bug? In 1947, a moth flew into the computer at Harvard University and stuffed it up. Now, these computers were like the size of a whole room at that stage in 1947. The programmer working on it at the time found the moth, taped it to a piece of paper with an explanation of what happened to the computer. So that's why it's called a bug.
Who researches that to make sure it's true, though? That's my question.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's probably a conspiracy.
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Oh, we're good today.
Well, thank you very much. I love that one about Mr. Bean, though.
I'm still confused about the breakfast wedding. Don't you mean wedding breakfast?
I don't know.
They're legends.
I said, are you going to be my girl?
And they're ready to perform live.
Thank you, Triple M.
Ice House.
Electric Blue.
Jet. John Stevens. Baby Animals. 1927. Legends on the Lawn. June 1st. Go to legendsonthelawn.com.au. Get ready to win free tickets from the Legends on Triple M.
Are you ready?
Oh, we are ready. How exciting is this, Dave? We knew about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now we can finally announce it. And we did yesterday on our social media that Legends on the Lawn, presented by Triple M, June 1st.
Yeah, the first day of winter. Tickets go on sale on Thursday. And if you were to really highlight one of those artists, because there's a stellar lineup.
Oh, don't ask me. That's too hard.
Really?
That's too hard.
See, I went and saw Ice House at the Mech in 2011, and they rocked the joint. They really put on a good show.
I love all of the artists.
You're going to have to be there whole day, aren't you? Really?
Well, this is the truth. I'm actually in Brisbane for a family get-together. I'm leaving I'm leaving Jamie behind in Brisbane. Yep. I'm flying back on the Saturday morning so I can be here for that concert.
Sensational. So, when the other half's away, you can play up a little bit.
Oh, mate, I'm in bed by 6 p.m. What are you talking about?
You're not.
First tickets in Mackay with Sundays. Call us now, 133353. This whole hour, we're showcasing the artists from Legends on the Lawn.
And so we should, really.
Some good songs lined up, too. We'll get to those in just a second. And we'll meet our caller, person who's taking out the first tickets, up in just a moment. Let's kick it off, though. Jet, are you going to be my girl? Jay and Dave for breakfast right across Mackay with Sundays. A tricky one. 1993, there were 600 of these.
Yeah.
But now there are 2 billion of these things.
Okay. What? Can you give us some sort of idea? Is it technology-based?
Well, I'm not going to know, because then we're all going to go start rattling things off that are technology-based. 133353, we'll go to the phone.
Okay, Clayton and Marion, what do you think it is?
I think it's a mobile phone as well.
Well, I didn't say no to Dave, saying no that it wasn't mobile phone, because he can't win the tickets anyway, but no, it's not.
Sorry, mate. Thank you. I thought he might have been in with a shot then.
Nope, not mobile phones.
Okay.
But this I don't think there's 2 billion mobile phones in the world. I feel like that's too many.
Should we Google that? Because you've got to remember there's like something like 5 billion people, 6 billion people, something like that very soon. Mm. You'd think a lot of people, even in third world countries, would have a mobile phone. You would think that.
Where are they going to charge them?
They still have electricity.
Not every third world country has electricity.
A lot of them do.
No, it's not the answer. It's not mobile phone. 1993, okay. There were 600 of these, but now 2 billion. What is this?
Well, maybe Kelly in Andergrove knows. Kelly, any ideas?
Is it laptop?
Oh, yes.
Because they weren't really around.
No.
Back then, but now
not laptops, no. No, thank you.
Unlucky.
133353.
Okay, let's go to Aaron now. Aaron, mate, what do you think it is, buddy?
Is it websites?
Websites.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer too. Oh, 1993 wouldn't be too many around, would there?
I imagine not. I mean, I wasn't even born in 1993.
Thank
so, you
for making us feel extremely old, Aaron.
Yep, I turned 25 this year, so...
What year were you born?
1999, so just made it through.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, just shut him up. Give him the prize. Yes, yeah, it's right. It is
was, was it?
It's website.
Hey, yeah, mate, yeah. Congratulations. You're up to Freestyle Kings in April.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for making us feel old.
Okay,
stay there.
Stay
for a second.
It's only 600 websites in 1993.
Mm. Yep.
Right.
Now there's 2 billion of them. 2 billion.
Most of them are just nothing, really, are they?
Oh, no, you've got companies and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of dodgy ones on there, but...
Yeah.
I think the website, the only websites we used to check out in the 90s, like I'm talking 96, 97, 98...
Yeah.
...was like your Hotmail account and...
Yeah, and chat rooms.
And MySpace.
MySpace.
Apparently, which is still up and running, yeah. Too, by the way.
We should get our own MySpace account.
No, I want to find my old one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What was it?
I can't remember. I have to find it. Try
can't remember
it.
The password or anything?
No. I'm flat out remembering the password on my actual mobile phone now, let alone MySpace 20 years ago. It's Triple M Breakfast.